Parshas Vayishlach. Avodas Hashem of fighting and struggling with the Yetzer Hara. First thing we have to understand is why there's a repetition of Malachim over here. The end of Parshas Vayetze is these Malachim, that Malachim, Malachim from Chutz Loretz, Malachim from Eretz Yisrael. And then the Parsha of Yishlach, Parsha begins, Vayishlach Yaakov, Malachim, Rashi says, Malachim Mamish. He said, Yaakov sends Malachim Mamish. And in the end, there's in fact even a struggle between Yaakov and the Malach of Esav. What's the doggish over here? That the Malachim are Meshamish Yaakov Avinu, and the Malach of Esav comes to wrestle with Yaakov Avinu. And the Ikin Nekuda to we wanted to discuss is the idea of Vayobik, the Pasuk says, Vayayobik ish imo yad alo yisashacha. And Chazal say that Vayayobik, Rashi brings down, has a meaning of Loshnavak, also has a meaning of wrestling. It means that through their wrestle they kicked up dust. And the Medrash says they kicked up dust, ada kisei hakovet. The Baal HaTurim says Vayayobik is gematria kisei hakovet. We see a kesher between this struggle, the fight between Yaakov and Sarah Shalesov that's connected to the kisei hakovet. In what way is the kicking up the dust and Michlal the wrestle connected to the kisei hakovet? Why should the wrestle have a shaychus with the kisei hakovet? When we discuss kisei hakovet, we always talk about the idea of malchus, because a king has a throne, like Pare says to Yosef, and later on in he says, I'll give you everything, but raka kisei egdal mimcha. Pare says, the throne only I'm sitting on. The throne is the kingdom. If the king is off the throne, he's not a king. So when we talk about the kisei hakovet, we talk about the manifestation of Malchus Shemayim. So if this struggle between Yaakov and Esav reached the kisei hakovet, it means it's nageah to Malchus Shemayim. How? But the answer is, Moshe l'mod avadoyme, and the Bemis Maranaim touches upon the subject in Sefer Likutim. A king, he lives in his country. We don't know much about kings today because we're living in a world where there isn't really kings. But if we look in history, we see that the idea of a kingdom, and Bechlal, most spoken about any given king, is the battles that they fought, the countries that they conquered, how far they were there, how far they spread their malchus, how many continents they were. And basically a king relates to battles. A king's battles, one king against the other king, both in the Torah and Lahavdil, both in history. A king has to do with the Melchomas. Maranaim writes, the king sits in his palace, and what's he thinking of? He's thinking of how many countries they're conquering for him. He's thinking of things that are taking place far away from him. The king has a country around him. The king has people in his country. They pay his taxes. They listen to, they obey his laws. But yet, Nachas Ruach, the real Nachas Ruach the king gets from those soldiers who might even be hundreds of miles away from him, and they're fighting in a far distant remote country, but they're fighting for the king. They're fighting to establish the king's rulership. They're fighting so that the king can establish his malchus in yet another country, yet another continent, and they're fighting for that, and they're fighting with their lives, and they're fighting with Mesiras Nefesh for the king. That's the Ikar Nachas Ruach that the king gets. More than the people living in his country, even if they obey the laws and they pay the king's taxes, but nevertheless they're living b'Nachas Ruach. Masha'inka and the soldiers, and the soldiers that are fighting for the king, b'Mesiras Nefesh, in difficult conditions, far away, they be'etzem have more to do, the king thinks of them more, and they be'etzem bring out a greater kvoid malchus of that king, more than the people around him. The nimshal is obvious. The malachi ashores that are around the kisei hakovet, havada their oisek in malchus shemayim, in malchias, in other words, their matzav is a matzav kilu, no struggles, it's a matzav kilu of nachas ruach. Avadu le'mamlich Hashem, u'mvorchim, u'mshabchim, u'farim, u'mamlichim, but it's b'nachas ruach, it's without a struggle, it's without mechomas. Masha'en kein, far away from the kisei hakovet, distant from the kisei hakovet, in a world where everything is opposing Malchus Shemayim, there the Rabban Shalom has a loyal nation. That's the soldiers that are fighting far away, more than hundreds of miles away, far away, and they're fighting very difficult battles in a world where the Shlita is a Malchus, the Klippa, And here Klal Yisrael are fighting with the Yetzer Hara that's trying to be Mastim Malchus Shemayim, and we are trying to establish Rabbeinu Shlom as Malchus Shemayim, and we're fighting heavy battles for that, which entails Mesiras Nefesh on our part. Sometimes Mesiras Nefesh Mamish Kepshutoi, and sometimes Bechlal, every fight with the Yetzer Hara, and every overwhelming Yetzer Hara that comes against us, that we have to fight and conquer, and Davon to Hashem for Siyata D'Shemayim, it's all a Bechina Mesiras Nefesh. So if the Shaila is, who manifestates Hashem's Malchus properly? The one who's struggling, the Yidin down here in this world, or the Malachim around the Rabbeinu Shloilem? And the answer is that the Yidin down here in this world, a struggle that a Yid goes through in the Avodas Hashem, all the struggles, Aliyas and Yeridas, the rough time, the bumpy ride that every Yid has in this world, that itself is establishing Malchus Shemayim more than the Malachi Asharis. And this is what's nesgala in this week's parasha. Yaakov Avinu fighting with the Sar Shel Esav corresponds to the struggles that a Yid has. The name Yaakov resembles the idea of a Yodaya Chezes Ba'akev Esav, and the Mepharshim say that Yodaya Chezes, that his hand is holding on, is gripping hold of Esav. They're struggling already. The word name Yaakov corresponds to the struggling, where Yid struggles with his Yetzer Hara. And that's mamish manifested in this struggle, in this week's parasha, between Yaakov and the Malach of Esav. And that struggle is a struggle that represents, that resembles all the struggles that Yidin have down here in their derech, in their path of Avodas Hashem. All the hindrances and all the stumbling blocks that the Yetzer Hara places before them to be machshel Yidin. And the Melchemes HaYetzer of every Yid, a constant fight all his life. Kol HaGadol Mechaver Yitzra Gadol Memenu. All Madrigas, all ages, everything has that Yetzer Hara. And the idea of Yaakov, now we understand the idea of Yaakov Avinu and Esav when they struggle, the avak that gets kicked up goes all the way to the Kisah Kovod. Avada goes to the Kisah Kovod. The Kisah Kovod is the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whom represents the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? These struggles, these milchomas, these loyal soldiers called Bnei Yisrael that are down here fighting and struggling with the Yetzer Hara. Our struggles, Avada, reach the Kisah Kovod. Because we are b'etzem establishing Malchus Shemayim with Mesiras Nefesh, not B'nachas Ruach. Like the Malachi Ashores. And we made it therefore, we shouldn't think that we're far from the Kisah Kovod. We shouldn't think that our struggles, that he tends to think that if his struggles are not part of the Avodas Hashem. Just if he wins, then that's Avodas Hashem. If he loses, it's a hepuch of Avodas Hashem. He forgets about the struggle and he forgets about the fight that he put up. And that's a mistake. The struggle itself is Avodas Hashem. There's two things. There's the struggling and fighting the Yitzhara, and then there's the winning or losing that hopefully a Yid wins. There are two separate parashas. There's a parasha b'fnei atzma called struggling with the Yetzer Hara, and those struggles with the Yetzer Hara go all the way up to the Kisah Kovod. That's Nizgale Vayeyove Gematria Kisah Kovod, like the Bala Turim brings down. A makar for this Yisod to be Mekasha, the whole Inyan of the struggling and the Yetzer Haras with the idea of Malchus Shemayim, such a clear makar and such a clear raya to the Yesod was saying, is from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu when he went up to Shemayim to get the Torah, the Heilige Torah. The Torah is the Rabbeinu Shalom was Mishpat, Melech ba Mishpat Yamid Aretz. It's the Malchus, it's the Mishpat of the Melech. And the Malachim didn't want the Torah to be given down here to mortal man, and the Malachim says, Ma'inish Kisis Kerenu, man as Averis. And the Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Echoiz b'kisi kvoidi, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Echoiz, grab onto my kisa kovod, v'hechse lehem tshuva, and answer them. And Moshe Rabbeinu grabs onto the kisa kovod, and what is the answer? He says to the Malachim, Klum yetzahori yesh b'neichem, do you have a yetzahora? Do you have a taiva for lei sirtzach, lei signoiv, lei sinof? Do you have a taiva for all these things? You don't have a yetzahora for all these things. So therefore, why should the Torah be with you? So the Torah, the two questions are, on this chazal, why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to hold Dom Dafka to the Kisah Kovod in order to answer them this answer? This answer seems a very logical answer. What's it got to do with the Kisah Kovod? And Bechlal one has to understand. Mikora Maikasova Lebesoif. What did the Malachim think at the beginning? And what was Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't telling them Chidushim. The Malachim also knows. And also knew that it says in the Torah, Le Tirtzach, Le Tinof. Malachim also knew that Yidin have a Yetzahara. So what's the Bikuach over here? And what's its Shaykhus to the Kisah Kovod? But the answer is, according to what we're saying, it's mamish gewaltig, hein hein advar. The Malachim's taina was that the nachas ruach de kamalchis, v'chulam amlichim, the nachas ruach de kamalchis, without troubles and without yiridas and without averas and without yitzaharas melchomas, it's a safer malchus shemayim. It's a safer malchus shemayim. It's safer, nothing really can go wrong with that malchus shemayim. So keep the Torah up here. Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, no. Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, the Ikka Malchus Shemayim. Is the Ikka Malchus Shemayim is only when it comes through Milchomas, only Dafka comes through struggles, Dafka through Yetzirah. So when a Yid is prepared, far away, with tremendous Hester, yet to persevere, and to fight the Yetzirah, to fight overwhelming odds, in order to stay Erlich, in order to stay close and loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our commander, Kaviyachal, to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to be a fearless, faithful soldier, down here in this world, fighting with the Yetzirah. Father, we have a Yetzirah for Tirzach, for Tino, for Tignoif, and we have to fight the Yetzirahs. That fighting of the Yetzirah, that's the Ikka Malchus, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was Megala to the Malachim. And made it, therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Echoiz b'kisa kovot. The answer you got to give them is an answer that you got to hold on to the kisa kovot. Because you have to show them, you have to show the Malachim, that you have shaykhs, tremendous shaykhs to Malchus, more shaykhs to Malchus than they have. Because the struggling soldier fighting for the king is doing more for the Malchus than the loyal citizen who's living a nice life, a nachas ruach. And that's what went on between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim. So it's all the shaykhs of the Kisa Kovid. Kisa Kovid is the Malchus of Hashem. And it's dafka the struggles that take us up to the Malchus of Hashem. Because that's how we mevaya the Malchus Shemayim. Maybe that's why we can also understand Yaakov Avinu's special connection to Shema. When Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim and he meets with Yosef, so the Pasuk says that Yosef fell on Yaakov and kissed him. Yaakov didn't do the same to Yosef. Why? So Chazal say, Rashi brings down there, Shehoya Koyre Shema, he was reading Shema. Why was Yaakov Avinu Dafke reading Shema at that point? What message was he giving to Yosef? This was the first meeting with Yosef all those years. And why was Yaakov Avinu Dafke then reading Shema? So it's Ken Zayin, Heine Hinatvarim. Shema, we know, is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, and Shema is also the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh, to be willing to be Moisa Nefesh. These two mitzvahs, Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, the Taka says we're supposed to be Mechavim. When we say Shema, we say the Pasuk of Shema, we're supposed to be Mechavim for Malchus Shemayim, and we're supposed to be Mechavim for mitzvahs for the Mesiris Nefesh. What's the connection between them? The Teretz says, Dafke Heinei Nadvarim. The Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is Mechaber together the Malchus and the Mesiris Nefesh. In other words, that our Mesiris Nefesh for the Rabbeinu Shalom, now fighting for the Rabbeinu Shalom's sake down here, against overwhelming odds, our loyalty, our fearless loyalty to the Rabbeinu Shalom in a matzav of Hester, that's the mitzvah Mesiris Nefesh. That's the greatest Malchus Shemayim. So Havadah goes hand in hand. That a person, a Yid, is Muchen to be Moisa Nefesh to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to fight with his Yetzirah. That's the greatest Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. And therefore they both come together in the same Pasuk. And then straight after that we say Vahaftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzrecha chazal darshan b'yetz toy b'yetz hora. After we said the parasha of Shema that we're willing, and after we said the parasha of Shema with our willingness and loyalty to struggle and to realize that is the Ikka of Malchus Shemayim, so mainly then we say Vahaftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. Now we understand how we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu even with our yetz hora, because fighting the yetz hora is in fact to a large extent that is the Ikka Malchus Shemayim. So that's how you can serve Hashem. We steig from our struggles. We're serving Hashem from our struggles, because we realize that the struggles themselves are a tremendous koyach of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. So after the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, which is Kriish from Mesiris Nefesh, and Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, we serve that after of Echol Lebovcha. Made with that, we can understand why Yaakov Avinu, when he met up with Yosef, he said Shema Yisrael. Yosef HaTzadik lived a lone life in Mitzrayim for so many years. Again, overwhelming odds. Everything was against him. He was one lone believer, one lone mamin, one lone Elach Hayid. And we know all the nesyonos he had with the Eishes Potifa and HaChazal, how the Gemaras and the Midrashim and Marich, the tremendous nesyonos that he had all the time. But Yosef HaTzadik was loyal. Yosef HaTzadik manifested the Rabbeinu Shalom's Malchus Shemayim, being so far from everywhere, but yet being so loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and fighting all the Yetzirahs that came to him. So therefore, when Yaakov Avinu met with Yosef and he saw what a tzaddik Yosef was, he saw the Gevaltig Tzura, the Hadras Panim that the Heilige Tzaddik Yosef HaTzaddik had. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu wanted to show Yosef that all the struggles that he'd been through in Mitzrayim, that's mamish manifesting Malchus Shemayim in the greatest way. That is Malchus Shemayim, the struggles that he had. And the fact that he won over the struggles and he stayed in Elohi, that's the greatest manifestation of Malchus Shemayim in the world. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was showing Yosef over here. The Mesiris Nefesh that Yosef had the Mitzrayim for the Rabbeinu Shloim, that is Malchus Shemayim, and that's all licked in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is also Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, and also Mesirus Nefesh. The Mesirus Nefesh of Yosef Mitzrayim was Gufa Akim of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Yosef manifested Malchus Shemayim, and therefore Yosef Atzadik Taka became king in Mitzrayim. A king, a Yiddish king, always manifestates Malchus Shemayim. So since he had so many struggles in Mitzrayim, therefore he manifested Malchus Shemayim to such a degree that he Taka became the Melech of Mitzrayim, where the Melech, and any of the Melech by Yid, a Melech manifestates Malchus Shemayim. So Meila, that explains us. Yeah, that explains us that the Yaakov Avinu, when he fought with the Malach of Esav, and he won, and it was Nizbara that a Yid's Avoida and a Yid's Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim is greater than a Malach's. So this parasha is Megala, how much greater a Yid is with a Malach than a Malach. Even though a Malach doesn't have struggles, and even though a Malach serves Hashem benachas ruach, but this week's parasha is Megala, the dafka, the struggles, they go all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. B'chinas Echoiz b'Kisei HaKavodi. So this is a parasha where it's Megala, that a Yid is Hecher via Malach, a Yid is much higher than a Malach, a Yid is much greater than a Malach. Even mitzad the Yaakov Shabbos is greater than Malach. So therefore that's why the parasha begins in the end of last week's parasha. How the Malachim are Malava Yaakov Avinu, the Malachim are Kilu Mishamshim to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Hecher and greater than Malachim. Esav Taka sees this. Esav sees that the more nisyonis and the more struggles and the more wrestling that he has with Yaakov Avinu only makes Yaakov Avinu shteig even more. Hamela changes his name from Yaakov to Yisrael. Hamela Esav sees that Yaakov Avinu shteigs with it, so then Esav changes his tactics. He says, I'm not going to come to Yaakov Avinu to fight with Yaakov Avinu, only that Yaakov Avinu should shteig as a result, and he should be oyle madrega as a result. So then after that, Nachanami, he wants to befriend Yaakov Avinu. Instead of fighting with him, he says, I'll come along with you. And what's the point of causing Yaakovina struggles if he only steigs from the struggles? And his son is Milosh Nes, and Nes is a mast. A son Nes lekabetz gol yaseinu. A mast is something that's very high up. A Nes and a son, a struggle, that's a key of Kabbalah's own Malchus Shemayim to such a high degree. So Meila, therefore, Esav changes his tactics after that. So Meila, therefore, that with that we can also understand the two names, Yaakov and Yisrael, and why they both stayed. Be'emes, the name Yaakov is Hashem Yodo Yechezes, which is the wrestling with Yodo Yechezes. He's holding on, he's wrestling with Esav. But that wrestling in Esav, even though he steiged and he changed his name to Yisrael, and it's not, he changes, the Malach changes his name, and the Rebbeinu Shlom then changes his name to Yisrael. But nevertheless, he stays with him, Hashem Yaakov. What's the difference between the Shem Yaakov and the Shem Yisrael? So the Shem Yaakov taka corresponds to the struggling, as we said. The Shem Yisrael corresponds to Yosha Kael, there's no struggling, it's all clear. That's the bechin of Yaakov, of Yisrael. But a person can't live his life all like that all the time. A person has to realize that in a chanami, there's tkufas of Yaakov and there's tkufas of Yisrael. In other words, b'shas erav and derav and b'shas and eis rotza and b'shas a big avoida, a big dveikus, is a Yid can't even contemplate, the Yid can't even think of a Yitzhar. The Yitzhar seems so most to him that there are times, in the times of an Aliyah, a Yom Tov, a Shabbos, where a Yid Mamish is Bechinas Yisrael, where a Yid feels Heilig, holy, Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Yitzhar is not an option to him, the Yitzhar is not a struggle to him, and that's the Mandrega of Yisrael that Yaakov Avinu was Zoicha to after he won the struggle of the Malach, that there are periods, Taka, where we don't have to struggle anymore. Yaakov Avinu was Poel, that there are periods where we don't have to struggle anymore. There are periods, Taka, where we live, where we miss Anigal Hashem, even down here in this world. But nevertheless, the name Yaakov wasn't taken away because that's not a permanent avoida. Can't be a permanent. It mustn't be a permanent avoida. The avoida of Yaakov Avinu has to stay. The avoida of struggling with the Yitzhar is the ikar avoida of a Yid in Olam Hazeh. Yaakov was poiled with the Shem Yisrael that sometimes a person could be in a madrega of Yisrael. But the ikar the madrega is Yaakov. The ikar the madrega is that we have to fight and struggle with the Yitzhar in this world. This is a world of nisyonos. This is a world of hayom la'asoysom, to work hard in this world. And sometimes we zoicha to a day, for a few days, of a feeling of Yisrael, but then we go back to the Bechina of Yaakov to get them back to the struggles. And that's why, even though his name was changed to Yisrael, but nevertheless he's still called Yaakov Avinu. As icing to the cake, With this we can understand the Moridika Darga, Madriga, and life Bechlal of David HaMelech. David HaMelech lived a life of struggles, as we know. Hold to him. Struggles, Yaakovino, David HaMelech always had struggles, either with his family or with this or with that. And besides that, he was fighting battles all his life. He couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash because he was fighting. And we know battles that they fight, that the Tzaddikim and Tanakh fought. They fought those battles. They were also Ruchnisdika battles. In other words, they were fighting against a Koyach Hara that was represented by the nation that they're fighting. So basically, David HaMelech represents Taka to fight and to struggle. Because he's a Melech, and that's the Shlemus of Malchus. We said the Shlemus of Malchus, is the more struggle, the more the further, the more Hester, and the more we're struggling with the Hester, is the greater Malchus Shemayim it's representing. David HaMelech representing Malchus Shemayim, therefore he has a struggle. Towards the end of his life, Chazal say, based on the pasuk V'libi Cholal Bekirbi, that David HaMelech killed his Yitzhar, but Libi Cholal Bekirbi. Cholal is like a dead body. Now, the Dovna Melech killed his Yitzhar. Dovna Melech, Mamish, towards the end of his life, had no more Yitzhar, Bechlal. He didn't struggle anymore. And therefore, there's a Pachad Ikavorot from Tefer Shloima. Tefer Shloima is commenting on the Pasuk in Nachla. When Dovna Melech got old, his clothes weren't warming him up anymore. And therefore, Yibakshu Masharas of Nara, his Masharas looked for a Nara that should come and warm up Dovna Melech. And the Peldik Azach is, who were these Masharasim? Dovna Melech, doing an Alta Yid, he's getting older, he worked his whole life, he fought with the Yetzirah his whole life. And now he's reached an age. Now he's reached an age where Baruch Hashem, he succeeded in killing his Yetzirah, and now he's going to live a life of Tainug Ruchni, Tainug Elyon. Why did those Mashasim bring him a Nara to reawaken his Yetzirah all over again after he killed his Yetzirah? What's the pshat? Says the Hilgit Sefer Shlomo's Chus Yogan Aleinu that Havada these Mashasim at Tzadikim. Tzadikim Gedolim, and they understood that if there's no struggles, if David HaMelech's got no struggles anymore, then there's no purpose for David HaMelech to live anymore. A Yid is down here in this world for his struggles. If he kills his Yetzirah, there's no more struggles, so there's no purpose for life anymore. So then he has to die. So these Masharsim were desperate to keep David HaMelech alive. They wanted to save David HaMelech's life, that he should have a struggle. He should carry on struggling. He shouldn't stop struggling. And therefore they brought him a Nara in order to reawaken his Yetzirah, in order that David HaMelech should continue on a Mahalach of struggling. And therefore, that's why they wanted to reawaken David HaMelech's Yetzirah, which according to what we're saying, this is Mamish Maradik. Because David HaMelech is Malchus. Malchus represents the struggle. The Malchus down here in this world is the struggling, or the struggling, the fights with the Yetzirah. If there's no struggle, if there's no fights with the Yetzirah, so it's failed to the Malchus. It's failed to the Malchus of David. Tafka David, who represents Malchus, must have a Yetzirah, must struggle in life. And that's why, that's the pshat, that's why they bought David HaMelech, Avishak, the Naro. So therefore this week's parasha is a Moedik Chizuk for us. This week's parasha is a Chizuk that when a Yid has to struggle on the Yetzirah, put stumbling blocks to a person, any Nesiyonis that a Yid goes through, a Yid has to be Mechava, and he's Mekabel Malchus Shamayim, and he's a fighter and he's a soldier for the king, and he's fighting the battles for the king, and it gives the king, the Melech Malchem Lochem Moedik Nachas Ruach, to see how a Yid fights, and how we're facing up to the Yetzirah, we're not giving up, and we're asking Rabban Shalom should help us. And that's the tremendous chizuk that Yovik is always gematria kisei kovet. You must realize that it's all part of the Malchus Shemayim, the Kvoid Malchus Shemayim, that we're struggling down here. We're fighting with the chayal and with the soldiers, fighting the Rabban Shalom's battles far, far, far away ke'ilu from where the kisei kovet is. But nevertheless, it's makusha to the kisei kovet, and it's absolutely very connected to the kisei kovet. Lefize that we've been marich and we've discussed that an integral part of the Malchus, of the Malchus Shemayim, of the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being Megala Malchus Shemayim down here, is the struggles we have with the Yetzirah, so that we can explain, it's Mamish Hafladik, can explain the Sugya at the end of Masechah Sukkah. Sugya at the end of Masechah Sukkah, towards the end, in Perek HaCholel, so the Mishnah talks about the Simchas Beis HaSheva, and the Mishnah says there, that they used to have the Simchas Beis HaSheva in the Erzus Noshim, Umesakin and Shom Tikun Godol. And the Gemara says over there, what's the Masakin Shom Tikun Gadol? That they made an Ezus Noshim, they made like a balcony around, that the men and the women shouldn't be on the same level. They put the women up, like we have today in the Ezus Noshim. That's called Masakin Tikun Gadol. Remember, the Gemara asks Akasha, the Gemara there in the Sugya asks Akasha, how can you add on to the Beis HaMikdash? Every measurement and every part of the Beis HaMikdash, every centimeter of the Beis HaMikdash was handed down to David HaMelech by God HaChoyzeh, by Nosan HaNovi. It was all given to him b'nevuah. So the Gemara asks, how could they add on this Ezus Noshim over here? So the Gemara answers that they learned the Kal V'Chomer from Asid Lavoi by the Hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef. So men and women have to be separate. So Kol Shekin in the Zman of Simcha, where there's likely to have Kalas Roish, there has to be a separation. Chayros wants us to understand the Oymek. What's the inyan that they had to add on an Ezus Noshim, even though Lemaisa you're not supposed to be Moisef, you're not allowed to be Moisef anything. So they had to learn from a Kal V'Chomer that they can be Moisef something to the Beis HaMikdash. But what's the Oymek of this inyan to add on the Ezus Noshim and to be Meinea, the Yetzirah, by adding on an extra piece to the Beis HaMikdash, by adding on this Mirpeset. And the Gemara goes on over there, the Gemara talks about this big Hesped that's going to take place. One Shitta is, it's the Hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef that's going to take place, Lasid Lavoi. And the other Shitta is in the Gemara that it's going to be the Hesped over the Yetzirah, that people are going to be Maspid the Yetzirah, that Tzadikim are going to cry. Famous Gemara here in the Sugya Nacholel, where the Gemara is to repeat, where the Tzaddikim are going to cry and the Rishonim are going to cry. Why are the Tzaddikim going to cry when Hashem shechts the Yetzahara? The Gemara says there that Hashem is going to shecht the Yetzahara and destroy the Yetzahara, and the Tzaddikim are going to cry. Why are the Tzaddikim going to cry? And Rashi says that Tzaddikim are going to cry because they're going to remember how difficult it was to conquer the Yetzahara. The Marasha asks, why should they cry now? I'll shame retroactively how difficult it was. And Bechlal, why is what Shaykh to Hesper? That's not eulogizing the Yetzirah, it's just bringing back difficult memories. What's the inyan of being maspid the Yetzirah? So the Hilga Marashah says that the Tzaddikim are going to cry and they're going to be maspid the Yetzirah. They're going to miss the Yetzirah. La'osid lover, when they see how much scha the Yetzirah gave them, when they see how much they steigd, when they see how much Avodas Hashem was involved with fighting with the Yetzirah and conquering with the Yetzirah, how much Nachas Ruach he gave to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, so then they'll miss the Yetzirah, they'll eulogize the Yetzirah. This is all in the sugya of Simchas Beis HaSheva that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gemara goes on to a whole long daf of Gemara, mamish, a whole long daf of Gemara about all the names that the Yetzirah has and different types of Yetzirah and how he starts, and first he's like this and then he's like this. A whole daf of Yetzirah. What's it doing over here? But according to what we're saying, it's mamish afledik. The Beis HaMikdash, as we know, was the Mokoyim that was called Melech Malcham Lochem's palace. The Beis HaMikdash was the Hizgalus of Malchus Shemayim. And there's loads of rais, we don't have to be marich. One of the Shmaka rais is the Indian that the Gemara says in Yuma that they used to be Mephias, they used to make the lots, the Goyrolas of the Kohanim, Arba Paisas, there used to be four Paisas instead of doing it all at one time. The Gemara asks, why didn't they do all the Paisas in one go in the morning? Who should do Avodah now and who should do Avodah then? Why did they have to cast the lots, the Goyrol, at different times of the day? And the Gemara in Yuma answers an unbelievable answer. Kedei lahargish koil bazora, to make a noise, to make a balagan, to make a noise that the Beis HaMikdash should be bustling with activity. What's the inyan? Says Rashi, because beroiv om hadras melech. The more people that they are, the more covered it is for the melech. So therefore, the more bustling there is in the Beis HaMikdash, the more running around there is in the Beis HaMikdash, the more cover there is for the Melech. You see, ad kedei kach, how halachas, how everything was oisgestelt, everything was established, kefi to give more cover malchus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein yeshiva bazara lel malchus beis David bilvad. Only malchus beis David can sit in Azara, because malchus beis David manifestates malchus shamayim. And Beis HaMikdash is the king's palace. Why are they shomrim in the on the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Mishnah at the beginning of Tomid Midas. So the Rambam says that why Taka did they have Shomrim on the Mikdash? Says the Rambam, it's because you cannot compare a king's palace with Shomrim to without Shomrim. A king's palace needs Shomrim, symbolic Shomrim, guards marching up and down. Every king's palace always has guards marching up and down, because that's part of the Melucha. So Lahavdil in the Beis HaMikdash, which was the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they also had guards. You see, so many Rayas, there's so many Makoras of the Beis HaMikdash was the king's palace. It's Melech Malcham Lochem's palace. Lefizeh, if we said that what's the greatest manifestation of Malchus down here in the world, when we struggle with the Yetzirah, when we have Yetziras and we fight battles with the Yetziras, so there must be a Makar even in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. There must be a Chelek of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chelek of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the king's palace, that's Shaykh to struggling with the Yetzirah. If the struggle with the Yetzirah is Malchios, so there must be a Mokhe, there must be a Mokhe in the Beis HaMikdash that corresponds to struggling or fighting with the Yetzirah, because the Beis HaMikdash is the king's palace, and there must be there a Mokhe that represents fighting with the Yetzirah. And that's the Nezus Noshen that they built over here. Taka, it's Shver, how could they build an extra part? Habulamaisa, they built an extra chelik. And we're pressed because you can't, if you have a Beis HaMikdash of Malchus Shemaim, you cannot leave out the Yetzirah, the struggles with the Yetzirah. So this whole idea that before the men and the women were on the same, the Rakamara says they were on the same level, and then the Yetzirahs were there, and they came to Kalas Roish, and then they took the women outside, and then it still didn't help. The whole struggle, and the Gemara says, the Marech, the whole struggles with the Yetzirah until they finally built this Ezus Noshim, which was Ke'ilah to separate the men and women, and to give the men a chance, ki'ilu, that they shouldn't be in such a difficult nechama with the Yetzirah. So you see that this whole doggish of struggles with the Yetzirah is an inbuilt section of the Beis HaMikdash. It was inbuilt in the Beis HaMikdash. They built this merpreset and sukkos for the Simchas Beis HaSheiva because it's got to be part of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Gemara carries on with the whole daf of Gemara, all about the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is mamish part and parcel of the avoid of Malchus, as we said. The Fizah, we can also understand why now, b'dereinu anu in the ikus of the Meshicha, the Milchomas, the struggles with the Yetzirah are so difficult, there's never been such Yetziraras. Why? But the answer is, again, according to what we're saying, the answer is Hafla. Because we're mamish here standing at the threshold of the Geula, beikus of the Mashiach. What is the Zman of Mashiach? V'hoi Hashem l'melech al kol ha'oretz. V'yemahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. Hashem's going to be the melech. It's about to be niskale Mashiach ben David. The melech David. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to be manifested down here in this world. It's about to be revealed down here in this world. L'olam l'netzach netzachim. The emistik of Malchus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech ha'olam. And it's about to happen in Beis Hashem Yisborach. So therefore, just before it happens, what's going to bring the greatest Malchus? The Teretz is, when we struggle with the Yetzirah, stronger and more difficult than all the Doiris that were before us, when we struggle with the Yetzirah, and we have such difficult Nisyonis with the Yetzirah, but we're fighting with the Yetzirah, and Aman Shema Yisborach, we're fighting with the Yetzirah, with the king's soldiers fighting such difficult, fierce battles with the Yetzirah, that establishes the Malchus Shemaim in such a great way, that's talking going to bring the V'hoi Hashem HaMelech al kol ha'aretz. So maybe therefore that's why B'dereinu Anu, it's so difficult taka because we're Ikus of the Mashiach, and taka in order to establish Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here in this world, Lo'ilam L'netzach Netzachim, just before Mashiach comes, we have to establish it in a way with so many struggles with our Yetzirah, which establishes Malchus Shemaim. So maybe we should be Zoicha Be'ezah Hashem Yisbach B'kor of Mamish V'hoi Hashem HaMelech al kol ha'aretz V'yemahu Yih Hashem Echad V'shmoy Echad V'mehirav Yameinu Amin.